Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family, and we thank you so much for joining us and to be with the family back in Stride again. We are here every Thursday night, to Us Lifting Us Dare to Win call. And yes, our roots begin in Africa. And like we do every week, we strive to bring you some powerful and vital information. And Us Lifting Us is on the air every Thursday from 9 p.m. until 10 p.m. And you can join in by telephone as well as by internet radio. And you can, by internet radio, you can go to www.usliftingus.com. And when you get there to the home page, you click on Ulu Radio. And then when the page changes, you can click on Listen Live by internet radio. And we do have sisters and brothers that's joining us by telephone as well as by internet radio all over the globe. And we're here every Thursday to have a sober discussion about the economic and political plight of Black people and the global cooperative economic model that provides an exact method of gaining economic and political self-determination. And we are building the global machinery of our economic freedom and sovereignty and the methodology to pass it forward to future generations. And make sure that if you have not visited and taken a close look at Us Lifting Us, that you go to usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com after this call, and take a very close look. And we invite you to, when you take a very close look, to, if you feel that you want to become a part of Us Lifting Us, you can apply for membership. You don't automatically, you're not automatically accepted. You have to apply. And from there, someone from Us Lifting Us will contact you and have a conversation and find out whether you are suitable to fit the requirements of us lifting us. Once again, so email us at info@usliftingus.com, info@usliftingus.com. We're here every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m., and we do invite other sisters and brothers that have information that is vital to the reawakening of our people, to the liberation of our people, and to the economic necessity that we build economic power and take control of the economics of our community, and so that we will not be and continue to be at the mercy of others. I'm Brother Thurman, and tonight we have a powerful message, and I'm on the call with Sister Q, both of us Lifting Us members, and the title of the tonight is We've Been Lied To About Everything, the Mockingbird Media. Once again, we've been lied to about everything. And there will also be a discussion about the Mockingbird Media. Sister Q, thank you so much for being with the family, and welcome and give the family a greeting.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone who's listening. I hope that what I the information that I pass on will be useful to us going forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sister. And we are certain that it will be useful. And family, when give us a few minutes to get into this topic tonight. And when you have questions or comments, and you have to the point, and be mindful of the time that we have for everybody to share. And we definitely want your input. And you can reach us at 929 by telephone. You can reach us at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789. And you press the number 1 on your keypad when you're ready with your message, your comment, and your questions. And we thank you for being here with us. And once again, we're heard by telephone and by internet radio all around the world. And once again, you can get to the internet radio by usliftingus.com homepage, and you can go from there to log in. Sister Q, I've got a question. Mm-hmm. Are we lied to about us? Yes. You got a good connection?
Yes, I didn't hear the question.
Yeah. Are we lied to by the media or about the media?
Well, Brother Thurman, both. We are lied to about what the purpose of the media is, what it does, and so forth, so that then we will believe the lies that the media tells us. So we have given a scenario of what they want us to believe the media is and what it does, and then we accept that idea, and then the media lies to us. So it's the lies come from the media, and they come about the media.
Okay. What would be the point of all of the lying?
Okay, so Brother Shabaka spoke about the fifth generation warfare, and that the warfare now is basically psychological operations, and the battlefield is the mind. So it's known that we learned from the Art of War by Sun Tzu that the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. So if you can get in their head, you can subdue them, and you don't have to do any fighting. And the purpose of the media lying to us and us being lied to about the media is so that we don't even think that there's anything going on there inside of our heads. Then we have Brother Spartacus R., who was with the group Osibisa. He said, with no information, you will be killed. With bad information, you will kill yourself. With good information, you will live forever. And we've already talked about the strength of melanin, what have you, so that we know that basically they have not been able to kill us. The desire has been to take us off the planet for a very long time. They have not been able to kill us. So with the lies in the media, they give us bad information, and we will kill ourselves. So that's another point, another reason for the lying. And then we have Malcolm X, who said the media is the most important entity, the media is the most powerful entity on earth. The press is so powerful in its image-making role. It can make a criminal look like he's the victim and make the victim look like he's the criminal. If you aren't careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. So, again, what the lies are to confuse the issue so you really don't know who your real enemy is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the things about the news is we think that when we sit down for the evening news that we're really getting news. But one of the former presidents of NBC News, his name was Reuben Frank. He said, news is what someone wants to suppress. Thing else is advertising. And when you watch the news, if you're being mindful, you realize that they're trying to sell you stuff all the time, even not just during the commercials, but as they're so-called reporting the news. They're trying to get you to accept one notion or another based on the way that they present the facts to you, okay? Then we have another former president. This one was from CBS News. This is Richard Fallon. And he said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. So we sit down to watch the news, and we think they're giving us what we need to know so that we can make our best choices and decisions as we go through our day-to-day. But that's not what they're doing at all. What they're doing is giving us what they decide would help us make the decisions that will benefit them, not ourselves. And then we have George Soros. And he says that the American black is highly emotional and is therefore very easily manipulated. So the stories that you get on the news are presented to us in a highly emotional way so that you will get emotionally involved in the story and you will suspend your thinking. And the lies help get you to get upset, riled up, angry, or whatever. And a lot of times the stuff we're getting angry over never really happened. We saw it on the news, and so we think it's real.
Wow. Thank you. Family, take heed, take notes, and don't be deceived. This is just what you've given us so far is just very, very powerful. Like you said, with bad information, you will kill yourself. And just on that, are we getting bad information about our health? And when we have that bad information and we live accordingly, is the evidence there that we're killing ourselves?
I would say absolutely so. I would say absolutely so. Yes. Because we have one of the things that I think we tend to not keep uppermost in our minds is that we are studied microscopically, I mean, to the nth degree. They know everything about us, how we think, what we like, what will catch us emotionally, everything. They know it all. And like Sun Tzu said, the idea is to win the war without people even knowing that there's a war going on. So we're doing what we're doing and being manipulated by the whole media, but particularly tonight we're talking about how the news is used to manipulate us. And as you say, they tell us what we should eat on the news, right? They tell us that there's a new, what's it called, the diet thing, the pyramid, the food pyramid. They tell us, you know, you need to eat more of this and less of that and whatever. But it's not for us. It's because the news is brought to you by Pfizer, and Pfizer needs sick people so they can make some profit. It gets down to that.
Tell us, Sister Q, why do you refer to it as the Mockingbird Media?
Okay. In the 1950s, the CIA began a project that was called Operation Mockingbird. What they did was they recruited American journalists into a propaganda network. And the journalists were put on, they were on the payroll of the CIA, and they were given stories that were written by the CIA. And these were put on the news as the news. And the purpose of the stories was to get people to have a pro-CIA idea. So people thought that the CIA was doing good things all around the world, not realizing what the CIA was doing was actually undermining other governments. Now, because the news is owned only by six companies, I call it the Mockingbird Media because they don't have to now put in different reporters and journalists, even though they still do that. What they can do is just own this. I call it owning, but that may be not quite the proper finger on the pulse word, but they give the information to the six people who own the news media. And so that's why if you live in New York or Chicago or Houston or even in some parts of Europe, you will get the same information, even though you will wonder, like, well, what does this have to do with me? I don't live in that part of the world. But the purpose of it is to get everybody thinking along the same lines. So that's why I call it the Mockingbird Media. There are a couple of videos online that you can see where they have the different newsrooms, everybody reporting the same news all over the country. It's basically in the U.S. They're all saying the same thing, even though you would say, you know, why would they do that? But they do it because they don't search for news anymore like they used to. The news is handed to them. They talk about I think it's 4 a.m. They get their talking points for the day. And these are the stories we're going to report on today, and this is how we're going to present it today. So you don't get different views. You get the same view with slightly different slants, but you don't get a chance for debate and discussion because they want everybody to be mind control, basically. So they don't want you thinking. And so then we had, there was a man named William Casey who was the CIA director. And he said that we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. So that was the purpose of the Mockingbird media, to give disinformation so that everything you think you know is wrong, and they've deliberately done that. Then we have Sam Donaldson, who was, I think, an ABC correspondent, and he said the press traditionally sides with authority and the establishment. So they're only going to give you the information that, again, they want you to have, so you will do what they want you to do. It is a mind control program that we, you know, we grew up watching it. And, you know, the most trusted name in news and all the news is fit to print. It's been a government operation all that time. So also, you know, I mentioned that we are lied to about the media so that the media can then lie to us and we'll believe the lies they tell. In February, on February 14th, I think it was, what year was that? 2003, I think. Okay, on February 14th, a Florida appeals court ruled there is absolutely nothing illegal about lying, concealing, or distorting information by a major press organization. The ruling basically declares it is technically not against any law, rule, or regulation to deliberately lie or distort the news on a television broadcast. In its 6-page written decision, the Court of Appeals held that the Federal Communications Commission position against news distortion is only a policy, not a promulgated law, rule, or regulation. You see, we've been taught by law the news has to be accurate. But the courts have already ruled, no, it doesn't have to be accurate. They can lie to you. They can tell you anything they want to tell you. It's nothing. There's no law against it. So, again, that's something we need to have in our heads when we sit down to watch the news. Because some of the stuff they tell us on the news, when you first listen to it, like, that don't make no sense. But our programming is, it's the news, so it must be true. And no, it doesn't have to be true. There's no law that says it has to be true. It's just a policy. It's just a suggestion for how the news should be presented to us.
And, Mr. Q, would you say that based on what you're saying, it's just a policy? And would that mean that whatever subject that's being broadcast on the television, they can just abide by whatever policy they decide because there's no law, no rule, no regulation, whatever the subject might be. They lie.
Absolutely. Because their plan is to get, their goal and objective is to get you, me, everybody, to have a particular opinion so that we will operate in a particular way. And the way that they want us to operate is to their benefit, not to us, to not to our benefit. As they, the saying goes, all's fair in love and war. They're at war. They're not telling us necessarily that they're at war, but they are at war with us. And so, again, they give us bad information to get us to kill ourselves.
And you say they're at war against the people, but mm-hmm. are you also suggesting that most of the people don't realize the war is being waged against us?
Absolutely. People do not know that. Most people, if you tell them that the United States declares the citizenry the enemy of the state, they tell you, no, never happened. They couldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. You know, good citizens, they can't. They wouldn't declare us enemies of the state. Yes, they would. They did. And you don't learn that in school. That's the only way I could say it. But, yeah, you are. Okay. We have been declared enemies of the state. And this is in, I'm not good on the date, but I think it was 1932 or 1933, somewhere around the Depression area time, Depression. So for most of us, we have been, as far as the state is concerned, we have been their enemy as long as we've been on the planet.
Wow. Sister Q, we've got a caller on the line before I ask you the next question. And I did want to ask you some more about the, but I'll come back to that. Let me check in with the caller that's on the line.
Okay.
Caller that's got the last four numbers, 0673, please give us your name, tell us where you're calling from, and give us your comment or your question.
Yeah, Hotep African, Brother Kevlon, Richmond, Virginia. Even if they told us the truth, statistics show the average person 50 years old or more can't read. That doesn't mean you can't interpret words. It means your comprehension is poor.
Uh-huh.
My mother one day said that Osama bin Laden was coming on television and he was going to admit his responsibility with the World Trade Center. So I'm looking at TV in one room and she looked at TV in another room. And, you know, they got, since we can't understand language, they got somebody repeating what Osama bin Laden said, supposedly said. And he said the reason the Twin Towers were attacked was because of the United States' involvement in that region. It went on for about 15 minutes, and the person who speaks last determines the outcome of the program. I don't care if you listen to the program for 30 minutes. What you can remember is what the last person said. So the commentator said, there you go. Osama bin Laden admitted he's responsible for the World Trade Center. The mother came into the room, right, and she said, he admitted he did. I said, Mom, what channel were you on? She said, she was on channel 6. I said, I was on channel 6. How can we both be on the same channel and draw different conclusions? I said,
right.
Fortunately, I recorded. We watched it together, right? So they played it over again, and Osama bin Laden said the reason the Twin Tower was attacked because United States involvement in that region. I said, Mom, he did not say the reason he did it. And nowhere did he say the reason he did it. Now, we kept on this program. At the end, the commentator said, y'all heard it. He said the reason he did it was because, you know what I mean? And so what happened, one word could change a sentence. The word the is different, could make a sentence different if you change, take the word the out and put a in there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The word changes. Mm-hmm. So even if they were to tell us the truth, our comprehension is poor. And what the sister said a while ago, we would not believe the United States would do anything like this. So even if somebody gave us the truth, we won't hear. Somehow Hitler said one time, he said, most people believe a big lie because most people commit little lies. So something big happened, right? Nobody would believe it. Because when the Twin Towers went down, somebody came in the office, right, and told me about it, right. I looked it straight in the eyes. I said, it was an inside job. Now, I could be wrong,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But he looked at me like I was the devil. Because everybody, he said he couldn't conceptualize that happening. And because you don't believe this could happen, and you don't believe this, I forgot the sister's name who just spoke right, but since you don't believe that what she's saying is possible, then you're gullible for anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say. But
I'm
enjoying this program. I saw the title right, I said I want to hear this program today.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I had a similar experience with the Boston Marathon bombing.
Mm-hmm.
I was visiting someone, and they were watching TV, and they said, oh, my goodness, they just bombed the Boston Marathon. I said, what? She said, they just bombed the Boston Marathon. I said, the government did it. She said, oh, no, please don't say that. The government's thing I trust.
Ooh. Say that again. The government is what?
The only thing she trusts is the government. So there's no way she could believe that the government would bomb the Boston Marathon.
Mm.
And I wasn't watching TV.
Wow.
I didn't know nothing about what was going on. That was my instinctive reaction that the government did it.
Yes. Brother Akil, we thank you so much for joining in with the family and bringing us some very good points. Helps to give us clarity of how people can be so easily confused, as you said, by adding a word, changing a word, and people not comprehending, so that, as you said, the commentator said, he just said it, but you got to listen with comprehension. Sister Q, before we move forward, we're going to continue to move forward. Before I ask the next question about the topic tonight, we've been lied to about everything. We do have another caller. Do you want to get that caller first, or do you want to?
Sure, we
have
can go with another caller.
Okay, caller with the last four numbers, 8858, please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from with your question or comment.
Thank you. Nefertum Ul, South Korea.
Yes.
And I have a comment. I am a member. And my comment is, I'd like to commend the sister. She's spot on. And there are 12 books that should be extensively read by everyone in our community. I'll just mention one of them, as Tom Burrell, Brainwashed, and the question is never before. But just want to save time, I'll just mention one of them. And great work. Glad to be a part of the community. I'm an elder, and I wish the group and our young folks much success. And in the future. Thank you so much for having me. Hotep.
Thank you.
Hotep.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Brother Elder, we thank you so much, and we always appreciate you sharing vital knowledge that we need. And at some point, you give some thought to being a guest on the Us Lifting Us Dad and Win Thursday night call. You just contact us at info@usliftingus.com, info@usliftingus.com. We love to have sisters and brothers, members, and even non-members, but you are a valuable asset to the community wherever you are, and keep on doing the good work, and give some thought to joining us as a guest on the Thursday night Dare to Win call. Sister Q, you want to comment on what the brother said?
I just want to thank him for that, and absolutely, we are brainwashed. So I would like if he would go into the Ulu community and put under the show, you know, we have an announcement for tonight's program. If he would go in and type in those 12 books that he said that we should read, that would be helpful to us.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's good. Very good, Sister Q. Good word there. So I appreciate what you just said and appreciate what the callers have shared with us tonight. Very good information with everybody involved. Sister Q, another question is, how is the mockingbird media used to manipulate us?
Okay, so one of the ways that there's several ways. The one I think that most people are aware of is the idea of conspiracy theory or conspiracy theorists. And, you know, when you say something that, let's say I say something that you disagree with because of what you've heard on the news, your tendency would be to call me, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. Or even the news would say that. You know, sometimes someone would be presenting their point and the news person will call them a conspiracy theorist. Okay, the most people take offense to that. The term, they use it to shut down people who voice an opinion that is different to the official narrative. So there's, you know, the story that's being told, and then if you're thinking, you might come to a different conclusion. And so they'll call you a conspiracy theorist, hoping that you will shut up. So the term is said to have, the CIA coined it because they wanted to discredit people who questioned the official story of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Just remember they had that magic bullet theory that they were going around and people were saying that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And so they started saying these people are conspiracy theorists. Now, anytime there's a story about anything that is on the news and you disagree with it, you're classified as a conspiracy theorist or you're sprouting a conspiracy theory. In my opinion, a conspiracy theorist is someone who thinks for him or herself and they come to their own conclusions about whatever it is the subject matter is, and then they have the courage to tell other people what they have learned without being afraid of being ridiculed. So to me, the label conspiracy theorist is actually a high compliment because even if you're wrong, you're thinking. you already know that the information they're giving you is wrong. That's basically a given. Just like the brother that just called and said, they'll, you know, let somebody speak their piece and then flip a word or two and give you the wrong impression. So you have to be aware of these kind of manipulation and think for yourself and come to your own conclusion. And then when people are talking about things, give them another way of looking at stuff. You don't have to argue with them or call them names or, you know, whatever. Just give them another way of looking at stuff. And when people are not in a position where they feel they have to defend what they're telling you or what they're saying to you, they, I think, will be more likely to be open to a different idea. Don't put them in a, you know, they don't have to fight for their position. It's their take it or leave it, you know. And so another way, let's say the whole news system is a tool of manipulation. They have broadcasting. As a matter of fact, that's what they call it. They call it they're broadcasting the news. We are we are discouraged from looking into the occult and looking into how things work on a below the surface level. So people can use, and it's not necessarily good or bad information, it's just knowing how things work, okay? So they can use what they know about how things work to get you to do what they want you to do because you don't even know how things work. So they know that that the human consciousness co-creates reality based on what the mind believes is true and real. So if the whole process is amplified when a big number of people are being having this information projected to them. They put information into your head, into your mind, and give it to you. You accept it as reality. It doesn't exist until you make it exist. So if they say, I can't think of anything right offhand, but if they say something, oh, okay, there's a deadly virus going around, if they say that. Now, there's not a deadly virus there, but if enough of us keep repeating that there's a deadly virus, when people die, we'll accept the idea that they died from a virus. Okay, so that's why they give us that idea. So we know that people with melanin are highly creative. That is one of the reasons they need us to buy into their program so much, to think on it, to speak on it, and create it into reality for them. And we're not necessarily aware of that because, again, we don't study that kind of stuff. You know, that we're being manipulated. We're being used to create. We're being used to create the reality that they desire, and their desired reality does not include us. So we're being manipulated to take ourselves off of the world stage. And there's a reason they call it the world stage, because what is it? There was Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. What we're looking at basically on the news is theater, or it's not real. So, but they play it as if it's real. And we buy into it as if it's real, and then we take it and make it real. Again, it's a mind manipulation, and that's the only way that I can say it. If I need a million people to think a certain thought, because you've heard of the 100 monkey theory, and you've heard of critical mass, and these are where they meet once a certain number is reached on a particular field, then things happen quicker in that area. So I just need your mind to make this thing happen. We used to talk about the power of the nomo, right? We used to talk about your word is your wand. Be careful what you say. We used to operate like that, but we stopped and we started repeating all kinds of craziness against ourselves, against our ancestors. We have no basis for the information that we're putting out there, except that somebody said it. We're taught to trust the authorities, trust the experts, you know, trust the science. So we say these things, and We are creating our own downfall because we run our mouths too much and we don't pay attention to what we're saying. Why would it be important for if you and I are in a position of adversaries, why would it be important for me to have you know your true history? It wouldn't. Because if you know who you are, where you are, and all that other stuff, that gives you a strength to take stand against me. But I can give you a fake history that will weaken you, because now at some point you feel ashamed, you feel guilty, you feel this, you feel that, and that saps your strength, and I don't have to fight you as hard. It's as Brother Shabaka said, the playing field is your mind. The battlefield is your mind. The news is just one area in which they play in your mind.
Okay. Sister Q, what are some of the tools the Mockingbird media uses to fool us?
Okay, so, they talk about fake news. The whole news is fake. There's a group of people, they're called crisis actors. And I think I looked it up on Wikipedia or something. It's a professional or volunteer actor who plays a role in a stage drill in order to prepare or train first responders for a specific emergency scenario. That's how they define it, but that's they're more than that. There used to be a website. I couldn't find it. I was looking for it to give the website address so you could go and look it up for yourself, that you can go and apply to become a crisis actor. And what they do is they have people I'm not sure. I think that after a point, I think initially people didn't realize what they were, how they were being used, but they get paid pretty well. So I think that after a while, people stopped caring that they were deceiving people, and they just, they just went with it. And so the crisis actors are allegedly told that they're dealing in doing drills, and then the drills are reported actual events, and then they're put on the news. So you think that what you saw actually took place, but it was a staged event. It was theater. Just put it like that. It was theater. But they gave it to you as the news. They have false flags, staged events where they make something happen, and you think that one group of people did it and a whole other group of people did it, or maybe, the government did it, but they're telling you that somebody else did it to manipulate you to be angry at a different group of people that probably had nothing to do with it. And for all you know, they're telling them that, that you were the one that did it. You have content creators and deep fakes. I am unable to put the videos up online that show how reality is manipulated. Do you remember the movie, I think it was Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy, and he played all of these characters. He played his mother, his grandmother, his baby brother, his uncle, I think, his father. And then there was one movie where he played these two Jewish men. He was made up as all of these different characters. You see that in the movies and you think that's the extent of it. Or they had the movie with the Wayans brothers where they played the two of the Wayans brothers played two white women. And you see that and you think that's the extent of it. That's not the extent of it. The news also has these fake people that report the news or are reported to have something happen to them. There's, they have a computer program where they'll write up a story, right? Let's say that somebody was kidnapped. That's the story they write up. Then they will use the computer to generate a picture of the person that was allegedly kidnapped, all right? And then they spread that around as if this person really was kidnapped and now, you know, we need to be concerned because this terrible thing happened to this person. It never happened. Computer-generated story. But, again, we need to be kept in fear. We need to be kept confused. We need to be out of our minds, basically. They have the green screen thing. As a matter of fact, the way I think about it in my own mind is when you go to the movies and you see all kinds of outrageous things taking place in the movies, you don't believe that it's true because you know that you're watching a movie. They take the same technology that they use to create the movies and create content that they run on TV like it's the news. So they, you know, the green screen technologies. You think that Oprah Winfrey did one of her shows, this is a number of years back, where she was introducing her audience to the green screen technologies and some of its capabilities. And it was Oprah Winfrey sitting in one chair, interviewing Oprah Winfrey sitting in the next chair, and Oprah Winfrey ran across the back of them doing her jogging. And then another Oprah Winfrey was doing something else on the stage. So you had four, you could see four people that appeared to be Oprah Winfrey engaging each other or the audience. And what we don't realize is when you're watching these talk shows, it's not necessarily that the people are in the studio because they could use the green technology to make it look like you and I are sitting there together and you could be in, you know, totally different parts of the world. But they're not, if they don't tell us that, we don't know. And they're promoting this, like, what do you call it, holographic. It's like a box. It looks kind of like a telephone booth. And the person can stand in there or sit in there and engage. And their image is projected anywhere in the world that they want it to be projected. And you can think that they're standing on a stage making a presentation to you, and they're nowhere in the room. So all of these kinds of technologies are also used when they do the news. You think that, you know, they have the male to they have men playing female characters. You see this in the movies and on TV in the shows. But they also have that in the news. Women pretending to be men, men pretending to be women. So you don't know what you're seeing. They have white people with spray tans that you think, you look at them, you think they're black people. You know, they have black people with whiteness. You don't know what you get, really. You can't believe any of it. But it's necessary to their plan for you to believe it or to accept it as truth. And then we have the spiritual component where in your spirit you know that's not right. So you're driving yourself to a spiritual imbalance by accepting this stuff as this is real. Again, to defeat your adversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sister Q, you've been giving us a lot of very eye-opening information and reality. You know, you've got to come back again because we're running out of time. With the last two or three minutes, why would anyone want to do what you're talking about?
The way I look at it is, you know, if you don't have money, if you don't have money, your focus is on getting money, I think. But once you develop a certain amount of wealth, it loses, I would think, it loses, just being wealthy is not enough. So then you have these people who are very wealthy. They want power. And they want to be able to control people that they perceive as not as valuable as they are. Because in this society, you know, money rules. The more money you have, the greater you think you have the right to rule. The more you think that you have the right to rule, you think that the money is like look at Bill Gates. Bill Gates doesn't know anything about medicine, but he wants a bunch of people dead. And he has the money to get people, to kill up people for him on his behalf. So he needs the media to convince you to do what he says to you, or to step into the program that he is having run. Because if, I think, let's go back to COVID. I think that if Bill Gates just said, I want you to take my vaccine, people might, no, I'm not taking your vaccine. But if he has the media behind him and he can run a terror campaign for 2 years, and then come out with a deadly poison, and the media campaign has terrorized you and has confused you and has got you thinking that if you don't take his vaccine, you're going to die, even though there are, I don't know how many videos of Bill Gates saying he could use vaccines to kill people. People, you know, are terrorized. Now they want to take the vaccine. You know, help me, Bill Gates, save me. That's all it is. It's just, and we have to acknowledge that there's evil in the planet too. Some people are just downright evil, and they see an opportunity make their dreams come true, which would be a nightmare for us. But they see an opportunity to do that, and they latch onto it and make it fly. That's the only thing I can think.
Well, you just said something powerful right there, a nightmare for us. It is. And when you said it's a nightmare for us, and it is the pace being more rapid and more, is a nightmare at an even out pace, or is it rising up and stepping up and being even more a bigger, dramatic, widespread nightmare in all aspects of it? Is our danger becoming more and more risky, our survival?
It could, but I think that there are more and more people getting information out and more people realizing that something is wrong. And so as they realize that something is wrong and they start to think about things, and they realize that they have the power to say, no, I'm not participating, you know, and they don't do the things that they know instinctively are against their own best interests, when they stop doing that, the game is over.
Okay, sister, I appreciate everything that you brought up tonight, and I like how you brought us to a point and helped the people realize that there are more and more that are waking up to the lies and not accepting it, as you were talking about it, and that's some powerful words that you brought to let us know that you're aware that around you and around the world that there are sisters and brothers that are waking up and as you said, speaking truth to the powers that are waging war. And it's vital. Sister Q, you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back. And the audience and the callers, we want you to come back also. And don't forget, we're here every Thursday night, and callers, you are invited to come forth and be a guest on the Dare to Win Thursday night call. And Sister Q, we could go for another hour because I know you got some more content to bring forward, but you just got to come back and join us again with some more vital information. And we thank you, Sister Q, for leading us on a very necessary journey, and we thank all of the callers and the participants that, and the others in the audience that are listening and taking notes. And so out of the drum we come, and we've got to move on higher, family. And we'll be back here again next Thursday at 9 p.m. And we thank you for being with us once again.